Welcome to this special mini-series of the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms podcast. In my work as a coach over the last 8 years, I have had thousands of conversations with working moms, and what I have found are the ones that have been able to thrive at both the boardroom and at bedtime have one thing in common. They focus on four key priorities that support sustainable, fulfilling work-life balance. These are the very same priorities that I coach on in my Ambitious and Balanced program. And in this series, I'm giving you a behind-the-scenes look at what they are, why they matter, and how they create real transformation. Whether you're feeling overwhelmed, stretched thin, or like something needs to change, but you're not sure what, this series is your starting place. And if you're ready to go deeper, the next round of Ambitious and Balanced is open for enrollment right now. So you can head to RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced to learn more and grab your spot. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Hello, hello, working moms. We are in the final episode of this mini-series where we have been focusing on the four essential priorities that are the foundation of a balanced life. And we have arrived at the last one. So far, we've talked about the priority of being off work and scheduling in time for yourself, having kid-focused, fill their love tank time with your kids. And this last one is uninterrupted work time. These four priorities are the foundation of a balanced life. And time again, when my clients are able to figure out how to make each one of these happen and in their way and stay committed to them, then work-life balance becomes easy and sustainable. So let's talk about this fourth one, uninterrupted work time. This is the time that you have literally blocked in your calendar to get your work done, right? Because so often women in the Ambitious and Balanced program, they come in and they're like, hey, when do I actually get my work done, right? Because a lot of their calendars are filled with meetings all day, every day, and it feels like their schedule is just not their own, that they can't control their work hours. People are always needing things from them. And it makes sense when you're sort of midway in your career and you're likely in some sort of middle management role and you have some people below you and you have some people that obviously you have bosses and things that are above you and you're like the middleman of communication and all these things and everybody needs you all of the time, right? When you become a manager, you're not just responsible for your own work, you're responsible for your team's work as well. And it just feels like your to-do list grows and grows and grows. And the things that are important to you, like your work, the things that you need to get done, like it goes to the back burner because so many other people need things from you, right? And then of course, when that happens, I mean, you still have to get to your to-do list at some point. You still got to do your work. And so when do you do it? You do it in your off time, right? You do it during after hours, after the kids are asleep, when you wake up early, you work on the weekends, right? If you don't have protected time on your calendar to get your work done, you are essentially operating in reactive mode, right? Doing the things that are most urgent and most pressing, but not necessarily the most important, not necessarily the most impactful. And what happens when you're operating in reaction mode and not really getting your to-dos done, you feel chronically behind, you never feel satisfied with your work. You always feel like you're letting people down or people are waiting on you. And so for a lot of my clients, they tell me there are things on their to-do list that have been there for like months, right? Things like SOPs, training manuals, goals, project scopes, quarterly evaluations, things that if they did them, it would make a huge difference to their team, to themselves, and of course, to the company. So learning how to schedule and keep uninterrupted work time has you leading your calendar instead of your calendar leading you. So what happens when you learn how to set uninterrupted work time and keep it is your brain actually starts to calm down because it trusts that there is actual time that you have set aside to get things done, right? You end your workday feeling more satisfied or your work week feeling more satisfied. You feel more valuable in your role, more essential in your role. You become a better leader because you're actually focusing on the strategic things that need to get done, the things that are really going to pay off. And your company values you more because you're thinking more strategically and making time for the things that matter most, right? You cannot experience work-life balance and feel chronically behind and feel like you're not like doing your job, right? You can't experience work-life balance and not feel satisfied in the work that you do. You have to take back control of your work calendar, and it starts with scheduling in your uninterrupted work time. I remember one of my clients in the last program, this was like the hardest thing for her to keep, right? She would schedule in this time, and then she would constantly let a meeting with a client or someone overtake that time. And so then she would have to find time in her personal time to get the work done that she had planned to get done in the time that she had set aside, but then didn't keep to it, right? And it was just frustrating. It was a frustrating cycle because her work was always sort of bleeding over into her personal family time. And it was causing a lot of imbalance. And so as we started to coach together on this and really dig in, like what was really going on and what was holding her back from keeping this as a priority, a lot of fear came up, right? Fear of feeling guilty for turning down meetings with clients, fears of disappointing people. And if she said no, like the pushback that she was going to get, literal fear and panic would come over her body at the thought of turning someone away where she could just schedule over that uninterrupted work time that she had set aside. This is probably true for you too, right? Saying no and protecting your work time when you know it's going to inconvenience someone else or make somebody else disappointed or frustrated, that's really, really hard and uncomfortable to do. And of course, there's lots of ways of doing that and ways to let someone down or prepare people for your protected work time that's going to make it easier, right? And less uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, your satisfaction, your calmness, it's all worth it. Other challenges that I see that get in the way of protecting your uninterrupted work time, and this is a big one, really. It's the illusion that your work time is flexible. Let me say that again. One of the things that gets in the way of you protecting your uninterrupted work time is the illusion that your work time is flexible. Meaning your brain thinks that it's an okay solution to just work during your off time, right? It's okay to take that client meeting now or any of those last minute requests or those like, hey, do you have 5 minutes that really turn into like 30 minutes or an hour? Because you'll just work a little later tonight after the kids are asleep, right? You're under the illusion that you have an endless amount of time or awake time at least to work. And while it's true that you could do that, right? You could sacrifice your off work time, but let's just be clear. It's not just your off work time. What you're really sacrificing is time with your spouse, time to work out, time to get a good night's sleep, resting your brain, preparation for tomorrow, like having a life outside of work. I mean, sure, you could sacrifice those things and take that last minute meeting request and schedule your over your uninterrupted work time. But I bet in the long term, it's not really going to be worth it. It isn't for my clients, right? You're under the illusion that your work time is endless and endlessly flexible. And it's not, at least not in a balanced life. So let's talk about how I coach on this inside the Ambitious and Balanced program and the process, right? I've said this before. There are three steps that I teach my clients over the course of our 3 months together on how to hold to their priorities. And they literally learn to hone those skills over and over and over again and to make their priorities their own and actually keep to their priorities. And I teach them a whole host of tools to manage their mindset and their emotions. And so they always become someone that follows through. And the basis of the process is this. Step one is in prioritizing your uninterrupted work time, in this case, is to make a decision on when you're going to make that happen and put it in your calendar, right? Is it one block of time in your week, like one big chunk, 4 hours or so? Or is it a couple of 2 hour chunks that are happening at different times of the week? Is it roughly 4 hours that you need or 8 hours that you need? Does it need to be in the morning when your mind is sharper or in the afternoon when you have less meetings, right? There might be some trial and error here, but it starts with a decision and a block of time that you put in your calendar starting immediately. So step one is clarity. Step two is confidence. And look, here's the thing. Your brain is going to want to argue with you, right? When that last minute meeting request comes in and someone pops into your office and is like, hey, do you have 5 minutes, right? Your brain is going to freak out a little bit and tell you, you're not a good enough manager if you just don't have an open door policy. You're not very good at your job if you don't take that meeting. You're rude. You're inconveniencing everyone if you don't meet at that time, right? Your brain is going to offer a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of pressure to schedule over this time. And you have to believe in yourself and the value that you offer and the value of this time and the value of what you bring to your company and to your team and to your leadership, even when your brain offers those types of stories. What I like to tell my clients is that you have to develop a cheerleading voice inside of your head at all times, so that even when other people are potentially disappointed or frustrated, you still know that you know that you know that you are amazing and you are good at your job and you are worthy of the position that you're in. So step one is clarity. Step two is confidence. And the last one is control. I want you to protect this uninterrupted work time like it's your kid's doctor's appointment, right? Of course, there's going to be exceptions to that. I know it's not black and white. There are, of course, situations when you're going to compromise on your uninterrupted work time, but that should be the exception, not the rule, right? I want you to protect this time as if everything depended on it, because in a lot of ways it does. Your entire work-life balance depends on you being able to feel in control of your to-do list and actually getting through it. And in order to do that, you have to be able to manage all of the emotions, the fear-driven mindsets that are going to come up in this moment when you are forced to protect this time. So in this program, I actually give you a toolkit. That's what I like to call it. It's a whole host of tools to handle this moment. I teach you the pivot protocol that helps you to manage your emotions during this time. I teach you the daily kickstart that helps you to not have so many of these like swirly, fear-ridden mindsets every day. I teach you thought adoption so that you actually start thinking on purpose and convincing yourself of how important this time is. I teach you a bunch of two-minute reset ideas so that even when your brain starts to spiral and go down a path that it doesn't want to go down, right, you have a whole bunch of tools to lean into to get yourself back on track immediately. I have meditations that you could tap into in the moments if that's helpful to you, an entire toolkit, right, to help you learn how to be someone that follows through. I would love to tell you that every time you put a two-hour block of time in your calendar, you're going to keep to it, right? I would love to tell you that it's going to be easy to deny that meeting request from your team member who wants to schedule it during that time. I would love to tell you that you will be able to context switch quickly from something you've been working on into this uninterrupted work time. But the reality is those things happen over time. But in the beginning, you're just going to have to be willing to do the uncomfortable thing and say no and hold to that time and protect it like it's your life, right? And I'm going to give you all of the tools to make that as supportive and easy as possible. Now, if you didn't know, the Ambitious and Balanced program has an app, actually, where we connect with each other between calls, which is a place where you can reach out to connect with me around coaching. You can ask other women. We can like crowdsource ideas for you so that in that moment when you're literally feeling frozen while you try to hold to your uninterrupted work time and you're sort of panicking, you can actually reach out for support and get some feedback immediately. That's one of the most amazing things about this program, actually, is that you're in a group with other women that totally get it, right? That struggle in the same way that you do, that feel hardwired to just get more and more and more done and always prioritize productivity, and who are all working to reverse their overworking habits and prioritize themselves and their family without losing their productivity and success at work. It's powerful to be in a group of other working moms. And if you're surrounded by like stay-at-home moms or women that work part-time and you don't have examples of other women, powerful women that are looking to create this work-life balance like you, then this program is meant for you. If you don't know, the investment to this program is $2,000 and you can pay that in a variety of different payment plans to make that more accessible for you. I don't want you to have another day that goes by where you're feeling like you can't have both, right? This program is teaching you to how to have the working mom life that you absolutely love, where you wake up every day fulfilled by your job and feel like you're giving your kids their best. It is entirely possible. You're getting back time for yourself. You're going to start feeling like yourself again. You'll feel calm. You'll be less snappy with your kids. You'll be more efficient with your time. You'll smile more. You'll be more spontaneous. You'll stop thinking about work as much. You'll be just as successful as you are right now in your job. Now, I have coached hundreds of moms through this process. It is proven. It is efficient. You will literally move from feeling like a 2 or 3 on the work-life balance scale to like a 7 or 8 in just 3 months. That's a huge shift, right? And for all of my graduates of the program, there's an opportunity to continue to meet with me every month where we have an open coaching call for anyone that has been through the program where you can continue to get coached. We can continue to lean in to what you need and to continue the forward progress to make sure that your work-life balance is sustainable all the time. So your next step in joining the next cohort where the virtual classroom is opening up Monday, August 18th, and our weekly calls start in September, your next step is to reach out and book a consultation call with me. I want to make sure that you are the right person for this program because I only take 10 into the program. It is highly curated. And I have no doubt if you're listening right now and this resonates with you, it is definitely going to be the program for you. But I just want to make sure. So we're going to hop on a 30-minute call, talk about where you're at, talk about all of the details of the program, and make sure you're the perfect fit. So to book that call, you can go to the show notes and grab a link to book the call. You can get more information at my website, RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced. My friends, I love you just so much. Thank you so much for being on this mini-series journey with me where you are learning about the 4 essential priorities that are the foundation of a balanced life. I hope that you have taken so much away from the series as I have in creating this. Until next week, let's get to it. If you're listening to this thinking, yes, I want this kind of balance, but I have no idea how to get there, I want to personally invite you to join the next cohort of Ambitious and Balanced. This is my signature group coaching program for working moms who want to stop overworking, stop people-pleasing, and finally start prioritizing themselves without sacrificing their ambition or success. You'll walk away in this program with tools to switch out of work mode and be fully present at home, to make decisions without any guilt, to enjoy time for yourself without checking your inbox, and finally, to feel like you're in control of your life again. One of my clients that graduated from the program recently said, "This is the first time I felt like me since becoming a mom." And that's the power of this program. But listen, materials are going out Monday, August 17th, and we start in September. Only 10 women will be accepted, and once it's full, it's full. If your whole body just said, "Ugh, I need a program like this," then go to www.RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/ambitious and balanced to get all the details and to save your spot. Balance isn't just possible, it's closer than you think. Are you ready? Let's get to it.